Scripture reading for tonight is going to come out of the letter of Colossians. I want to read from chapter 3 of Colossians, verses 12 through 17. So let us listen to God's word for us. It's found on page 1076 of your pew Bibles. I think that's the 76. Give God thanks for the gift of sight. Even diminishing sight. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Amen. The word of the Lord. Amen. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays which serves as both a national civil holiday, but it's also a holiday that has deep religious significance, especially for those of us in the body of Christ. One of the virtues that we are called as God's people to practice again and again, one of the big virtues right up there with forgiveness, is the virtue of gratitude, of giving God thanks for all that God has done for us. And as many of us are well aware, gratitude and thanksgiving is our response. It is our response to the graciousness of God. Those of you who are familiar with the Westminster Catechism and the Presbyterian Book of Confessions knows that one of the first question, I believe, is what is the chief aim of human beings? What is our chief purpose? And the answer is to glorify God. And part of what it means to glorify God is to give God praise and thanksgiving. To constantly give God praise and thanksgiving. I think one of the big impediments to a life of gratitude or remembering to give God gratitude is a sense of entitlement. And many of us Americans have a very strong sense of entitlement. We believe that we are entitled to things. And when you feel that you're entitled to something, whatever it might be, whether it's health, whether it's a relationship, whatever it is, when you feel that you're entitled to something and you don't get it, instead of gratitude, what is often cultivated is ungratefulness and selfishness. The fact is, we're not entitled to anything. Everything that we have comes to us as pure gift. Our lives, our health, our relationships, yes, your children. Everything that we have is a result of God's pure gift and graciousness. And it's easy, of course, for all of us, I think, to concentrate on the things that don't often go well. It's easy, at least for me, to get up in the morning or to wake up late at night and think about the things that aren't going well, that aren't going too good, and to have the rest of the day dominated by the things that aren't going well. But what if we got up each morning and concentrated on all the things that were going well. But we got up each morning and gave God thanks, took inventory of our lives, and gave God thanks for all the things in our lives that are going well. What difference might that make in the way we approach the day? What difference might that make in the way that we approach and engage other people? Several years ago, when I left college and moved to Atlanta, me and my brother were living in Atlanta, and we really didn't know anybody in Atlanta, and things were going pretty rough for us. Every little situation was kind of a crisis, and I remember us thinking, boy, nothing's going right. And suddenly it dawned on us that maybe we ought to just stop and take inventory and give God thanks for all the things that were going well. And I think that's something that, as Americans, we all need to remember. We've been blessed to live in a nation, one of the richest nations on the face of the earth. We have so much that we often take for granted. We have plenty of food to eat. We live in a nation where we don't have to worry about our security. Even when our nation is engaged in war and conflict, we don't have to worry too much about our security. Many of us are in good health, or we have access to health and care. We have so much in this country that goes right, and yet sometimes we can be some of the most difficult people. I think because, in part, we often take things for granted, and we have this sense of entitlement. But what if we were truly thankful and got up and just took inventory of our lives and gave God thanks for all the wonderful things in our lives that are going well? I'm sure that all of us can think of many, many things in our lives now that we give God thanks for. I know I can think of a number of things throughout the course of this year that I've been thankful for. I continue to be thankful for this congregation and the relationships that I've made here, and for the opportunity to serve God here in this community, for the challenge of serving God here in this community. To serve God is a blessing. It truly is a blessing. Sometimes as a pastor, you get up in the morning and you think about some of the challenges, but it really is a wonderful blessing to be able to serve God. And I give God thanks for that. I give God thanks for the relationship that we have with the Philadelphia Bible Church, and with Brother Ryder and Brother Pete, and for the deepening of those relationships. And we look forward to deepening that relationship as we go forward in the future. Give God thanks for that. Thank God for the people that we've met here in the community. Some of the things that we've had an opportunity to do here in the community, like the Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving community dinner that we had the other night. It was a wonderful time, lots of people out, and I give God thanks for that. So there's lots of things that, for me personally, I give God thanks for, and also as the pastor of this church, that I give thanks for. And I'm sure that many of you also have lots of things that you are thankful for as well. I give thanks for my family, even though I am 1,000 miles away from my brothers and my sisters and my mother. I give God thanks for them, especially for my mother and the encouragement that she gives me, and for having the opportunity of her being here this summer and experiencing what I told her about all of you. She got to meet some of you. Told her a lot about some of you who weren't here. I give God thanks for my family, and for the strength that my mother instilled in me, and for her teaching me about the Lord at a very young age and being faithful in taking us to church. One of the things I would say, parents, is please make a point to bring your kids to church. And sometimes it's very easy to be tired and not do that, but remember that raising your kid, your children in the Lord is a very important responsibility. And I give God thanks that my mother took that responsibility seriously.